It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to go back into the book of the Revelation, and there are some things I couldn't get away from. And I have been trying to get past this ninth chapter of the Revelation, the sixth trumpet. And I've been praying about this, trying to get some insight and get some clarification on what this just bothers me about this going on and not really seeking out what the truth is in this sixth chapter, and or not this ninth chapter in the sixth trumpet. The sixth angel sounded, and from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, one saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. They're bound, understand that, because it's and this Abaddon and Apollyon, both words meaning destruction. And at this particular hour, and the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released. They were unchained so that they might kill a third of mankind. Now, this is a very serious chapter, and this sixth trumpet is very serious. That's why I couldn't get away from it. The number of the armies of the horsemen, 200 million. I heard the number of them, and this is how I saw the vision of the horses, those who sat upon them. The riders had breastplates, the color of fire. The color of fire. The riders. And of hyacinth, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceed fire and smoke and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, which proceeded out of their mouth. For the power of the horses is in their mouths, and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, and they have heads, and with them they do harm. And the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of their works of their hands, the works of their hands, their idols of gold and silver and brass and stone, wood, and can neither see or hear or walk, and they did not repent of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their immorality, nor their thefts. Now, I want to stop there just for a moment. Now, these 200 million man army, 200 million demons, 200 million man army. Is it supernatural or demons? Demons possess humans or supernatural army? By these plagues, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, there's going to be a literal fire, smoke, and brimstone. Now, this may be something, I don't know why I could not go on. As we look at this 200 million man army, whether it be supernatural or whether it be natural, if we go on a little further, we're finding In the fifth bowl, in the 16th chapter, in verse 10, the fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became darkened, and they gnawed their tongues because of pain. This kingdom, the beast, the throne, the beast, and his kingdom. The devil, Satan, is the beast, and his kingdom became darkened, and they gnawed at their tongues because of the pain. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they did not repent of their deeds. Now, as we look, this great Euphrates is mentioned in the 14th verse, saying the sixth angel of the trumpet released the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River. Now, what are they doing at the great Euphrates River? And why are the brimstone and the smoke and the fire and the brimstone going to kill these people, a third part of the population of somewhere? And as we look at this, you go forward to the 16th chapter, verse 12, and the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river, the Euphrates, and its waters was dried up, that the way might be prepared for the kings of the east. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. For they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the kings of the whole world and gather them together for war. Now, who is causing this war? This is not all in sequential order. It's not like it's going to... This is something that might be happening all at once. So we know that this, the order of this may not be exactly how we think and perceive it in our minds. Did you get that? They are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for war. Who? What else did this? The red horse. The red horse. This is the express purpose of the red horse to do this very thing, to go out and make war of the great day of God Almighty. I'm coming like a thief. Blessed are the ones who stay awake and keeps his garments, lest he walk about naked and men see his shame. And they gathered them together at the place which is in the Hebrew called Harmageddon. Now, why would the Euphrates in its waters be dried up and prepare for the kings of the east? This may be a hint symbolically telling us that the ninth chapter is speaking of a physical army. Why would you have to dry up the river Euphrates to make way for a spiritual demonic army? You wouldn't have to. There's no purpose in it. There's no purpose in drying up the Euphrates for a spiritual, demonic, devilish army, is there? No. As we go up and we see this, drying up the Euphrates, so now this may be just symbolic, because as if the Euphrates is dried up, we do not need the Euphrates to be dried up. It's just a symbolic gesture, because planes, which they did not have back then when John saw this image, they fly right over as if it's not there. So the Euphrates doesn't have to be dried up. They fly right over by planes. And it may be a physical action for the Euphrates to be dried up as well, so that tanks and different armored vehicles can travel as well. Now, this 100 million man army, whether it be the army of the devil, devils, demons, or army of physical nature, it appears, now, it appears like it could be a World War III. And this is just a suggestion. Don't, you know, this is not out of something that's, this is just something, my own thoughts. This is the vision of the horses, which, and the riders, and the brimstone, and the fire proceeding out of their mouth, the third of the mouth, third of mankind by the plagues, the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. Now, as we look at that 16th chapter, it appears like the river Euphrates was dried up for a physical army. Is this physical army the one in 9:13? And as we go back in Ezekiel and tie this together, Ezekiel 38 and 39, where God says in Ezekiel 38:14, "Therefore prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog," or the devil, "Thus says the Lord God, on that day my people of Israel are living securely when you don't know it, and you will come from your place and remove parts of the north and many peoples with you, and all of them riding on horses and a great assembly and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud covering the land." These horses may be planes and just simply transportation vehicles. It'll come upon thee in the last days, and I'll bring up against you in my land in order that the nations may know me when I shall be sanctified through you before their eyes, O Gog, you demon army. Oh, thus says the Lord. Now, I spoke in former days, through my servants, my prophets, who prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring you against them. And it will come on that day when Gog comes against the land of Israel. Now remember, this is quite possibly the Battle of Armageddon. When they come up against Israel, this is a major event, folks. It's a major event. Declares the Lord, my fury will mount up, and my anger, and my zeal, my blazing wrath. And I declare on that day that there will surely be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, and the fish and the sea and the birds and the heavens, and beasts of the field and the creeping things and we look at this and we see this is a major storm of war. I shall call for a sword against him on my mountains, declares the Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother, and pestilence and with blood. I shall enter into judgment with him, and I shall reign with on him and his troops and many peoples who are with him in the torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Same thing as this 200 million man army. Now, I shall magnify myself, sanctify myself, make myself known in the sight of every nation, and they will know that I am the Lord. God is going to be orchestrating this, and there's going to be a 100 million man army. And whether it be spiritual or physical, as we looked in the 16th chapter, it may be a physical army, since a hint was given, a hint that it was the Euphrates being dried up. Why? Because of a physical army, not a spiritual one. Remember that. I'll magnify myself, and you, O son of man, prophesy against Gog, against that Satan, that Antichrist. And behold, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tov. Now, this is something that this Antichrist body that is being prophesied against. And I shall turn you around and drive you, take you up the remotest parts of the north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. Remember, the Euphrates being dried up, 200 million man army, kings of the east. I shall strike your bow from the left hand and dash you down with arrows of your right hand. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, and all your troops and your peoples who are with you, I shall give you food. You give you as food to every kind of predatory bird and beast of the field. You will fall on the open field, for it is I who have spoken, declares the Lord, and I shall send fire upon Magog and upon those inhabitants of the coastlands who are in safety, and they will know that I am the Lord, and my holy name shall make known in the midst of my people Israel, and I shall let my holy name, and I will my holy name be not be profaned anymore. And the nations will know that I am the Lord and the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is coming, and it shall be done, declares the Lord, that this is the day which I have spoken. Then those who inhabit the cities of Israel will go out and make fires with the weapons and burn them, both the shields and bucklers, bows and arrows, war clubs and spears, for 7 years. Is this going to trigger the 7-year tribulation period? This battle of Armageddon going to trigger the 7 years, the last 70th 7-year period of God, of Israel. 70th 7-year period of Daniel. They will not take wood from the field nor gather wood from the forest, for they will make fires with the weapons. They will take the spoil of those who despoiled them and seize the plunder of those who plundered them, declares the Lord. You know, these vehicles are going to have gasoline in, and they're going to have fuel that perhaps would burn for a long, long time. And if some of them are going to be made from wood, I hear, declares the Lord, and it will come about in that day that I will give Gog, the Antichrist army, a burial ground there in Israel. This 200 million man army, whoever it is, coming against Israel, mind you, could be China, could be Russia, could be some Turkey, some of those other northern countries, the valley of those who pass the east, and will be blocked off by passersby. So they bury Gog there in all his multitude. They will call it the Valley of Hamagog. Hamagog. For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. 7 months are going to be burying these, and there's going to be something connected to them, a plague of some type. Some kind of radiation or something is going to be connected to these bodies, that they have to have professional barriers. Even all the people of the land will bury them, and it will be to their renown of that day that I will glorify myself, declares the Lord. And they will set apart men who will constantly pass through the land, burying those who were passing through, even those left on the surface of the ground in order to cleanse it. Now, the ground has to be cleansed. And they're going to send these specific people that have the job of burying these infected people. And evidently infected with radiation or something. At the end of 7 months, they will make a search. At the end of 7 months, they're going to wait. And as that who passed through the land, passed through it, and anyone who sees a man's bone, then he will set up a marker by it until the buriers, the professional buriers, have buried it in the Valley of Hamagog. And even the name of those city, which will be Hamath, so they will cleanse the land. And as for you, son of man, thus says the Lord God, speak to every kind of bird, every kind of beast of the field, assembly, and come gather from every side to my sacrifice, which I am going to sacrifice to you, for you as a great sacrifice in the mountains of Israel, that you may eat the flesh and drink the blood. You shall eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of the princes on the earth, as though they were rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, and all of them fatlings of Bashan. So you will eat the fat, you are glutted, and you drink blood until you're drunk from my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. And you will be glutted at my table with horses and charioteers and with mighty men and the men of war, declares the Lord. And I shall set my glory among the nations, and all the nations will see my judgment, which I have executed. Now, these animals, the birds and the beasts of the field and everything, will be given as a sacrifice, the blood and the flesh of these mighty men of war, declares the Lord. And I shall set my glory among the nations, and on nations my judgment, which I have executed. And the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord. That even the house of Israel is going to know that God did it. And the nations will know that the house of Israel went into exile for iniquity because they acted treacherously against me. Now, according to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions, I dealt with them. Therefore, thus says the Lord, now I shall restore the fortunes of Jacob and have mercy on the whole house of Israel. Now, God is going to restore what the cankerworm, what the pommel worm has eaten through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. That's the only restoration that there is through Christ. That restoration of Jesus Christ. And we know that this fire and brimstone that's coming may be a nuclear holocaust. It may be, but it's going to be energized by God himself. Not just man, but God is going to energize this storm of war. And these 100,000 people, 200 million man army. Very interesting. As we look at the description, the smoke, the brimstone, which proceeded out of their mouths, may very well be nuclear weapons and every kind of weapon. The power of the in their mouths, their tails, God is going to orchestrate and make sure that this army, this goes according to his will. And as we look at the description of these people, this appearance of those people, 200 million men, army, we find that they're very, very interesting. The heads of the armies, the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions. Is this symbolic? Where have you seen this? As we look at this, the riders had breastplates the color of fire. Jacinth, brimstone. Heads of the horses are like heads of lions. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, and that is Jesus Christ. Out of their mouths proceed fire and smoke and brimstone. When Jesus comes back, he's going to have a two-edged sword in his mouth symbolically to represent this very thing, proceeding fire, smoke, and brimstone. Same thing in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Fire and brimstone is going to rain down. A third of mankind was killed by these plagues, these three plagues, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, which proceeded out of their mouths, out of the mouths of the planes, the transportation vehicles, the bombers, the bombers that carried the nuclear weapons. God will be not only orchestrating it, but causing it to proceed as he sees fit. The power of the horses in their mouth. The horses. How do you describe a transportation vehicle in the century of John? There you go. Their tails are like serpents and have heads with them that they do harm. The rest of mankind who were not killed by this plague. What plague? The fire and the brimstone of the nuclear holocaust that is to come very shortly. If it's not a natural nuclear holocaust, it's going to be a supernatural holocaust. And it may be both, because this is something that is going to take place, and it all coincides now. Whether it be super, it could be a combination of supernatural beings and natural. We see the army coming together, 200 million man army. We see it in Revelation 16, drying up for the kings, and also in Ezekiel 38, 39. And we also see it in Zechariah, where it defines the actual effects of the nuclear holocaust, that they're, as they stand, their eyes will roll out of the sockets, and their flesh will fall off of their bones. And these things are a direct description of what will happen in such a intense heat of a nuclear bomb or a nuclear holocaust, which appears this is what it's going to be. And if it's not natural, it will be supernatural. And it may be a combination of both. But this is very interesting. I couldn't let this go until I prayed and tried to get some answer. This will be the beginning, quite possibly, of the great tribulation period, where things are destroyed. Food will be very, very expensive and will not be found. And a lot of the horses that were released, the four horses of the apocalypse, will be carried out and carried through, and it will come to pass. So this is something you can keep. You can read this in your free time. I know we've went way over. Revelations 9, 16, Ezekiel 38, 39, and even you can go into Zechariah, where is the description of what a nuclear bomb will do to a person. The fire and the brimstone, which is actually an old archaic way of describing the nuclear energy, what it can do. And this tribulation, great tribulation, last 70th, you can go to Daniel, 70th, 7-year period of Daniel. See, there are 69, 70-year periods of Daniel that were fulfilled up to Christ. And then that last 70th, 70-year period, which is the last before the transition of this world into the new world. You talk about a new world order. There's going to be a new world order. And God is going to be the head of it. And it you can go into Daniel. You can see the description about 69, or actually 70, 7-year periods of determined on the house of Israel. This great tribulation beginning. And then, I hadn't had time to mention, at this point in time, when this happens, when this takes place, this could be the time when Christ comes back for his church. He's riding a white horse, that flaming sword, two-edged sword in his mouth. Destruction by through him and the angels of God to destroy the evil on the earth. Not only that, the rapture of the 144,000 Jews, the rapture of the church, the body of Christ, takes place at that point in time, let's hope. Very well could be the very time that the rapture takes place. At the time that this great this battle of Armageddon begins, and the sixth trumpet is blown, the sixth trumpet, the trumpet will sound, the taking up of the saints of God, hopefully, the battle of Armageddon, the destruction of a third part of mankind, the destruction of quite possibly a nuclear holocaust, the 200 million man army. Everything, like I say, nothing, not everything is sequential order in the book of the Revelation. So you got to take 9:13, Revelation 16, and go back to Zechariah, go back to Daniel, go back to Ezekiel 38, 39. And you'll find that all of this comes together, quite possibly the beginning of the Great Tribulation and the 70th 7-year period that determines the end of this world as we know it and upon Israel. Well, I'm going to leave you there. I couldn't get through that without really dissecting it. And that's where I've been in prayer, in trying to find out exactly. And this is what I got. This is for what it's worth. So there you go. I'm going to leave you there. Go to our website, krciradio.com. I'll try to upload this sometime soon. And then call us at 928-368-6766. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved. God.